here at Lazy Acres. Nothing on the property. Agricultural, A1, the whole thing, everything around it, pretty much. We can pan out on that if you'd like to.
Please.
You want to?
Yeah.
Can we?
Yeah. I think that's part of the slideshow.
Okay, yeah.
Can I do it in just a second.
Yeah, do your slideshow, please.
So this is what I posted. I just want to show you. It's just farmland. So everything around there looks kind of like that. Once again, I wanted to give you the requirements of the C2 and anything that you might require, want to understand more about. I kind of did a page on. Let me drop out of here and I can show you the zoning around it. I think there is a commercial property at the end of the road. I don't know how far it is. So your blue would be your R2, like rural residential, not R2, rural residential, R1. Got some R1 way over here. Got some C2 quite a ways away. And then you're in Arkansas right here. So and with that, I'll bring up the applicant and let them speak about it.
Please. This time we'll open the public hearing. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Your name and address, please.
Yes, 1813 Palomina Drive, Greenwood, Arkansas.
Okay. And your name?
Kathy Stewart.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you all for hearing me and for your consideration to invest into this beautiful area Prodom. And thank you for your time. First, Abundant Living will be my resident. I desire to benefit the community of Prodom by opening opportunities for locals and vendors to present and sell their goods first, with season festivals, farmers markets, eventually having a covered building. We desire to bring goods to the area, which will provide convenience to locals and the resorts in the area. And there's three of them right close, three resorts. We believe it's a fine place for family fun, youth groups, church groups, seasonal farmers to make their foods available, a safe place for family movie nights, Christmas festivals, crafts fairs with jobs for the community. This, we hope, will grow at a pace where the residents will be comfortable with the benefits Abundant Living will bring. Thank you again for your consideration and time.
So, any questions for her? Do you have any questions? Ma'am, no. I will ask. Have you been to the property down there?
Oh, yes.
You have? Okay.
Quite a bit.
Okay.
The three resorts that you mentioned, are any of those in Missouri that you mentioned? Or
yes.
Those?
There's one about, I'd say, about 7 miles from where I am, kind of behind me. And then there's another one down the road, but then there's one in Theodosia. So, there's three of them down there.
So, okay. There's one down the road, I think, is in Arkansas. And I know there's one over the line at Buck Creek, and then Theodosia is outside our county.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on it, yes.
Okay.
I do want to state, when you keep saying festival, and I'll bring this up because I want it to be clear, and I think I did it the last one too, but festivals, depending on the scope, are conditional use. So even though you might have a C2 designation, depending on the scope of what you want to do will determine if you need a conditional use. And it's based off traffic, what you're doing. Just it's got to be laid out.
Yes, I understand that. Okay. But like the 2 or 3 year plan is to have a building where we can have shops in there.
So. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll ask you to come back up in a moment. All right. Is there anyone in the crowd that wishes to speak in favor of this project or in opposition of it? Okay. There's nobody present. Before we move forward and close, is there any other things that you would like to ask or add before I close the public hearing and move to... If you'll step back up, yes. I'll give you an opportunity since there's no other discussion.
Is there a difference? What is the difference between a C1 and a C2?
So as you heard in the one there, the C1 should benefit, well, right here. Just have Cody read it there, that way I don't misquote.
Okay.
So C2 is intended to provide more of an orderly, it's supposed to be grouped with other C2 type activity, if you read right there, more general retail, wholesale nature, service facilities serving a larger community trade area.
All right.
So, and if we go to C1.
It was one to benefit a more constricted area and neighbors around it.
Yours is more for like a commercial area. This might take me a second. I don't know how close I am.
Next page. Right there.
All right. And C1 is intended for and designated for the operation compatibility and scale and appearance with nearby development. And it's meant for limited retail, service, and office facilities.
All right. Thank you.
Does that help you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. All right, if there's no other discussion, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing, and we'll consider this for a vote. Is there any discussion? We'll move on.
No.
Okay.
Good.
At the, was there people present at the plan zoning meeting? And again?
Yes.
I guess there was.
Do you guys have any other discussion?
I have none.
We did announce the meeting this morning. So.
Okay. Move to deny order number 09-15-2025-02.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That will conclude our rezoning request for this morning, and we'll move on with our normal agenda. If anyone doesn't wish to stick around, I'll give you just a second, and we'll get started back.
Put that back. I can see Jack now.
What are you saying?
All right. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Move to our next order of business. We have the approval of the field note agreement for Greg Alms. It is for an unlimited with this morning. We have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Morning.
Good morning, Jack. Any issues with this field note agreement?
No.
It is husband and wife?
Yep.
Okay.
Move to approve the field note agreement by and between Taney County and Greg and Melody Alms, husband and wife.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Because I guess you changed the form up a little.
They did.
But it looks like that's a... Looks good.
Yeah. I like it. Next, we have the approval of the Outlaw 2021 personal property per SMO 140.730.3 with this morning from the Taney County Collector's Office. We have Ms. Micah Brashler.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, yes.
Yes, I'm here on behalf of the Collector's Office to... outlaw 2021 personal property, which is per statute 140.730.3, which states if the collector, after due diligence, is unable to collect any personal property taxes charged in the delinquent list within 3 years following the year the taxes are due, then the collector may remove such personal property taxes from the delinquent books. The due diligence methods that we use would be delinquent billing, postcard reminder, which is a little cheaper than regular delinquent mailing. Phone calls, of course, text messages and emails, which work a lot better than mailings and phone calls. Cleanup with the assessor's office, so that's erroneous assessments, Or if they are paid in other counties, which they can see through Department of Revenue, and we partner with Lisa and Tammy on this, and they are phenomenal the past several years. Of course, bankruptcy filing claims when applicable. Also, per state statute, we do not have to mail a delinquent mailing for personal property. It has to be real estate, but not personal, but we've done that the last several years because we see that it works. If they move to another county or state, then they're lost and it's off their radar, so that helps a lot. Currently, the number of delinquent personal property is, for business personal property, it's 63 records, which is $17,790.12. Personal property accounts, 505, that's $71,048.91, so a grand total of 568 records at $88,839.03. The business majority show either they were closed or were auto-assessed, so where no assessment form was signed. So I recommend the approval of outlawing uncollected delinquent 2021 personal property for the collector's office.
That number seems lower than normal, isn't it? I think it's gone down. That's good.
It has gone down every year. It's actually elevated for 2021 assessments from the last, the three previous. The highest that I have in my notes is 2017, which was just shy of 100,000. So.
But always bumping in that 75 to 100 range.
Yes. Yes. We work very hard to get it as low as we can, and this year was a little higher than the last couple, but we've got some plans to work a little harder and get that lower. Mm-hmm. So.
Good. And some factors that move into this, so this may have been somebody that moved to the area, registered a vehicle or something in there and never paid their personal property and then moved away.
Correct.
Maybe passed. There's multiple reasons why this could get to this level and not be collected.
Correct.
Any other questions?
I have none.
No.
Move to approve the outlaw of 2021 personal property taxes after, as presented by collector per RSMO 140.730.3.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for a Road and Bridge Roundtable at 9:30. We're running a little late, so I have 9:40. Our clock's wrong.
9:46.
9:46. We'll be in recess at this time.